This is KERA News. Saturday's elections brought no changes at the top for North Texas's two biggest cities. In Fort Worth, Mayor Betsy Price was unopposed, and in Dallas, Mike Rawlings romped to a nearly 3-1 margin. But in the area's number three city, a newcomer toppled a six-term mayor. Arlington voters had not turned out a sitting mayor in 64 years, not since Tom Vandegrift defeated the incumbent B.C. Barnes. This time, engineer and civic leader Jeff Williams easily beat Robert Cluck, mayor for 12 years. Williams says voters responded to his call for more aggressive development in and around Arlington's entertainment district.
We have some great amenities here at Six Flags, Globe Life Park, and AT&T Stadium. We want to add more family attractions and family businesses here to this area. And again, make us a premier destination that takes us to another level.
But there is a job one.
The first priority, I think, is to come in, bring our people together, find things that we can build consensus on. It's education, another is transportation, and then another is to be bringing jobs and businesses to Arlington.
Cluck says the early vote tally with a big lead for Williams made it clear what the voters wanted.
They felt like it was time for a change. And he came up and did a good job in the campaign. And there's going to be change, and I'm okay with that. I've got another job.
Cluck, an OBGYN, is vice president for medical affairs at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. He says he feels good about the city's accomplishments over the past dozen years, including bringing the Cowboys to Arlington. And now he's ready to help with the transition at City Hall.
I'm proud of Jeff. I'm going to support him in any way I can. He's got a big job, got a pretty steep learning curve, and if he needs my help, I'll give it to him.
This was the first political race for Williams, president of Graham Associates, a civil engineering firm. The challenger in the Dallas mayor's race was a campaign rookie, too. Lawyer Marcus Ronquillo ran against the proposed Trinity Toll Road and for more attention to neighborhoods.
And I stand committed to those issues I raised in the race. Marcus Ronquillo is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Ronquillo says even though he got only about a quarter of the vote, his candidacy made a difference.
I think we brought out definitely the issues with respect to Trinity Toll Road, DISD, and definitely talking about neighborhood organizations. So if we can focus on the neighborhoods, then I consider this a victory, one way or the other.
Mayor Mike Rawlings collected almost 73% of the vote.
You know, I think the citizens of Dallas are very optimistic about Dallas right now, very pumped up about what we've accomplished.
In his second term, Rawlings will be working with six new council members. He says voters want a new tone at City Hall.
I think they're saying that let's not fight. Let's come together. Let's find new ways to deal with the Trinity Parkway. Let's make sure that we keep our safety and our basics going. Reinvest in neighborhoods. Those are the things that I'm getting from people I talk to.
In Dallas, candidates in four council races did not get the 50% needed to win. Three districts are in southern neighborhoods, the fourth in northeast Dallas. They will be decided in runoff elections June 13th. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.